This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said reduced GST rates will result in more savings for households and improved ease of doing business. Extending his wishes to countrymen in a letter on the first day of Navratri yesterday, Mr. Modi said lower GST rates mean more savings for every household and greater ease for businesses. The Prime Minister said the next generation GST reforms have begun to make their presence felt, marking the start of a GST Bachat Utsav or GST Savings Festival across the country. He added that these reforms will boost savings and directly benefit every section of society, including farmers, women, youth, poor, middle-class traders and MSMEs. The Prime Minister said they will encourage greater growth and investments and accelerate the progress of every state and region. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio on the sidelines of the 80th UN General Assembly, UNGA session in New York, USA. This marks the third in-person meeting between Jaishankar and Rubio this year. The last interaction took place on 1st of July during the Quad Foreign Ministers meeting in Washington. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that meeting covered a range of bilateral and international issues of current concern. He added that they both agreed on the importance of sustained engagement to progress on priority areas. French President Emmanuel Macron has announced France's formal recognition of Palestinian statehood, saying he supported peace between the Israeli and Palestinian people. Macron addressed the opening of the UN General Assembly in New York today. The announcement at the United Nations came as world leaders converged on New York for the annual gathering of the UN General Assembly. Australia, Britain, Canada and Portugal yesterday formally recognized Palestinian statehood. The United States, Israel's closest ally, has criticized the recognition by Western governments, with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio saying the move will embolden Hamas and make it harder to end the war. President Draupadi Murmu will present the 71st National Film Awards in New Delhi today. The Best Feature Film Award will be given to the Hindi movie 12th Fail. National Film Awards in the Best Actor category will be conferred on actor Shah Rukh Khan and actor Vikrant Massey. Legendary actor, director and producer Mohanlal will be conferred the prestigious Dada Saheb Phalke Award for the year 2023. Rani Mukherjee has been given the Best Actress Award for her performance in the film Mrs. Chatterjee vs. Norway. The central government has extended a ban on the unlawful association of National Socialist Council of Nagaland, KAPLANG, along with all its factions, wings and front organizations for a period of 5 years. The extension of the ban will come into effect from the 28th of this month. Home Ministry, in a Gazette notification, said that the association is involved in activities which are prejudicial to the sovereignty and integrity of India. Indian Sign Language Research and Training Centre under the Department of Empowerment of Persons with Disabilities will organise a programme to celebrate Sign Language Day 2025 in New Delhi today. The United Nations General Assembly has declared 23rd September as International Day of Sign Languages to raise awareness about the importance of sign language in realising the human rights of people who are deaf. The theme for this year is No Human Rights Without Sign Language Rights, which emphasizes the crucial role of sign language in ensuring equality, inclusion, and dignity for persons who are deaf. Union Minister for Social Justice and Empowerment, Dr. Virendra Kumar, and Minister of State of the Ministry, B.L. Verma, will attend the event. The 10th National Ayurveda Day will be celebrated at the All India Institute of Ayurveda in Goa today, marking a historic milestone in the global promotion of traditional Indian medicine. The celebrations will be inaugurated by Union Minister of State, Ministry of Ayush, Pratap Rao Jadhav. This year's Ayurveda Day will highlight the enduring legacy of Ayurveda and its contribution to health and ecological sustainability under the theme Ayurveda for People, Ayurveda for Planet. To mark the occasion, the National Dhanvantri Ayurveda Awards 2025 will be presented to distinguished contributors in the field of Ayurveda. Former Indian cricketer Saurav Ganguly took over as the president of Cricket Association of Bengal in Kolkata yesterday. He was elected unopposed as president at the 94th Annual General Meeting of the association. And that is the end of this news bulletin.